In the name of the Father and Son, Holy Spirit, one God. Amen. In the story of this Sunday, that we hear it twice, the in the Sundays of the Coptic year, it is a story about the four men who came to help their friend, and they couldn't go through the door, and we know how they made a hole in the roof, and then they put their friend in front of the Lord Jesus to be healed. And we hear that the Lord said, when he saw their faith, he said to him, the man, your sins are forgiven you. The people do not speak anything. They didn't say a word. He saw their faith. He didn't hear them saying anything, but he saw their faith. They did many things, but one of them is in the way how they designed to deliver their friend before the Lord. By design, in order for them to bring this man in front of the Lord from the roof, this means that they have no chance to stand themselves before the Lord and talk with him. In order for us to imagine how this act was a selfless act, imagine that if you know that the Lord in the church, he appeared, or Saint Mary is in the church, and people at the door and they cannot get in, and then they choose to elect one of them to go and meet with the Blessed Saint Mary or the Lord the Christ, and they will be denied this. This is the virtue of selflessness, denying self, the blessed mother of other virtues. This is the first requirement if we want to be disciples to the Lord. As he said, if you want to become a disciple, if you want to follow, then the first thing that you have to be minded with, you have to deny yourself. Selflessness, which is against selfishness, is something that may be difficult for us to comprehend. Every one of us has an idea about himself that he is denying himself. I am a selfless person. But in order for us to be able to visualize this, we have to go and examine what the Bible is teaching us about it and how this is defined in certain works. How selflessness is in biblical examples and words. As we saw today, the four friends, it's a clear example. They have no chance to request anything from the Lord themselves. I am sure that these four men, like others, maybe one of them has a problem in his work, maybe one of them he has a sick child at home, maybe one of them is struggling financially. But they choose to put all of this aside in order to elect that their friend will go and take the blessing and be healed, even if they are not going to take anything. This is selflessness. I am minded with others more even than my own issues and problems. This is what St. Paul tried to put before our eyes when he said to the Philippians, let each of you look not only to his own interests, but also to the interests of others. How difficult it is for a world like the world that we are living in, that I think of the interests of others not only as significant as mine, but actually I can put them maybe above my own interest as well. Looking at God and how he loved us. He loved us in a selfless way. By the way, if you noticed, it never happened that the Lord Christ, after his resurrection, came to his disciples and said to them, remember how much I sacrificed for you. I did this and this and this. You owe me your life because I did this for you. They never did this. He never did this. He offered and he loved without even expecting or asking. Even when we are now talking about how we should honor this sacrifice that was done, we do this because we understand what he did, not because he says, you owe me anything. The Lord said, greater love has no one than this, than to lay down one's life for his friends. Another example is what St. Paul said about the kind of ministry that he led. He says to the Corinthians, and I will very gladly spend and be spent for your souls. Look at the coming verse. Though the more abundantly I love you, the less I am loved. He still wants to persevere and do the same. The more I love you, unfortunately, the less I am loved. But this not going to like make me to think otherwise about how I'm serving. This is a selfless ministry, thinking of this is my nature, this is what I'm going to do regardless of what I receive from anyone. Let us look also at this virtue, denying self or selflessness in actions, how we apply, how we can think about it in real life. Its sole focus is the well-being of others. Those people who are like representing this selflessness, they always think about what others would feel. How I care about everyone, everyone, not only from those people around me or like my family or my tribe, everyone around me. I am minded with everyone in the church, everyone whom I am aware of. It is in letting others choose first before oneself and finding joy in doing so. Something we have to teach to our children, that whenever something is offered, in order to be a selfless person, you choose the last. You give others the chance to choose before you. This is what Abraham gave in a lesson when he was to divide the land between him and Lot. He told him, you choose first. Whatever left, I will take. He didn't feel like he was treated unjustly or he was abused or anything. This is his nature because he was a selfless person. It is in sharing all what we have with those around us. I don't have anything that I possess. Whatever is given to me is given as a gift from God, but I do not have anything. I don't have sense of position that make me to fight over this is mine. Something that the selfless people would be able to do, that they can share whatever they have with others with no problem. It is in being the first to work and the last to seek rest. Those people are the blessing wherever they are. Whenever volunteers are required to do something, they are the first people to raise their hands. And whenever time to rest, they are the last people to rest and allow themselves to relax. It is also not concerned always about me, my, and mine, and I. All of these that sometimes we use them all the time. My feelings, my dignity, my ego, my car, my house, my children, my family, my. What this says, all of what's in my mind is me. Look at a service like the service of praise. The service of praise is the highest kind of worship in the church. Why? Because we come to praise God Almighty. We do not request anything. We just enjoy praising Him. Look here how the tempter make us to forget this. And we fight over, I didn't have the microphone. I didn't have the chance to say this song. I was not given a chance in order to say what I learned. I was not in the front like a pew with other deacons. What this says, I lost it. I forgot what I am here for. I am here to praise God. I am totally denying myself to praise God. But here I am minded with my feelings and my image and my ego. It is not in competing with everyone for what we think we are entitled to. People who are selfless, they do not think of themselves that I am entitled for this. I deserve that. And I feel like I am betrayed or I was like mistreated when I was not granted what I think I deserve. They don't have this sense of competition with others, competing all the time. Why did he take this? I didn't take it. Why he was granted this and I was not given this? They don't have this. While choosing a task, it is always in it selecting the dirtiest, most dangerous or hardest job for yourself first, leaving all the better jobs for others. Not like, no, this is not for me. Somebody else take this. This is something that, why I should take this? This is mean. Let me get to something that's really I like to do. It is in striving for perfection in all you do, offering the best possible work and services to as many as needed. They are moved with this sense of, I want to do everything, I do it right. This is how I serve, this is how I think of myself and others, how I think of what the Lord would be expecting me to do. It is in the readiness to physically or spiritually bow to the feet of all creation. They have no problem to say sorry for anyone or please others even by saying, okay, it's my fault. I take it on me. It's very easy for them. They don't struggle whenever it's time for them to bow before others. What's the big deal? If this is going to like satisfy you and make you happy, it's fine. This famous man, Khalil Gibran, says, wisdom ceases to be wisdom when it becomes too proud to weep too grave to laugh, and too selfish to seek other than itself. We cannot be wise if we are selfish. There is no way we can acquire wisdom that's from heaven unless we become selfless people. So what is the reward of selflessness? Unfortunately, some people think that if I live like this, I will be abused by others. There is no reward in this. Believe me, this is not the case. Selflessness conquers pride. In a true selfless action, we are not acting to feed our egos and receive the flattery of the world. Actually, when I do this, I do not regard my ego. I do not put this as an idol before my eyes at all time. My feeling, my ego, my dignity, my all of this is not in the mind of the people who are pursuing to live with this virtue. It expands and frees our minds and hearts to identify joy in others' happiness and success. When I think only of my happiness, what I can achieve, I am only happy when my son is successful, and not only successful, he is better than others. Even if he got 99, somebody else got 100, I grieve. Why? Why didn't get like him? Here my mind becomes narrow, my heart is narrow, and actually I live a life that's troubling for myself and even for those people whom I think that I encourage when I tell them, why didn't get like your cousin or your friend? How selflessness frees our mind and hearts and expand them. So I can see when another person is promoted as if I am the one promoted. When it's successful, at least it is happening to my own son or daughter as well. Selflessness is an attractive virtue that can lead us to true friendship. People are attracted to people with this virtue. They are truly like the light. They shine. People look to them and they always feel that the presence of those people in their community is a blessing. This virtue also is the one that links us, the family of God. There is no way for us as members in one body that everyone thinks of himself and what I gained. When we are able to deny ourselves and live to serving others, we will be linked as one family. It is also rewarded in the nearness to God and worthiness for the companionship of the Spirit. These acts of denying self will truly make us to feel the intimacy with God. Every time we deny ourselves and let others to come before us, believe me, you will feel immediately the reward. Only if when you practice this, you will feel this in your heart. Selflessness, my brethren, is its own reward. It doesn't need anything extra. Just living like this is my own reward. It is when I live like this. This is what is fatherhood is about. A father, a true father or a mother, person who find joy in what they are giving. And the more they give, the more they are joyful. And they are not waiting for anything in return. Even like saying to my children, I did. No, I'm doing this because this is my nature. This is what I want to do. And you do not owe me anything. I find like fulfillment in this. As this man called Anthony Robbins says about this, only those who have learned the power of sincere and selfless contribution experience life's deepest joy, true fulfillment. Only when we live like this, we will feel this joy that we seek everywhere, unfortunately with no avail. It is when we deny ourselves and we give and we give and we give, then we will come to this deep joy, the true fulfillment, that the reason why God created us and put us to live in this world, to complete this mission, being like Him, being selfless people. To Him is the glory forever and ever. Amen.